always sort of knocking into things all the time.
Clumsy.
And a person who just really does idiotic things all the time, you'd say they were just a plain...
Idiot? Nut?
Or how about fool? Would you?
Okay, fool.
A person who never will spend a cent of money, you call him a...
Miser.
And how about tightwad?
Tightwad, right.
Do you ever use the word common in talking about a person? You ever call a person common?
No, it's generally plain.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But you would use plain in talking like, okay. In talking about an older person who gets around a whole lot, it's real lively and everything, you'd say they're really real...
active.
And, if a child wants like a light on in its room in the room at night, it's because it's
scared.
And in talking about being scared, you'd say talking about maybe a child, for example, you might say, well, now she's not scared now, but she
was scared.
Mm-hmm. And then talking about the old gray mare, you say she ain't what she
used to be.
And a person who just might leave like a whole bunch of money lying around on the table and just go off and leave the door open, you'd say they really were
foolish.
Yeah. And if a person was like adding numbers or something and made a whole bunch of mistakes because they didn't pay enough attention, you'd say that they were being
careless.
And a person who's very odd, very strange, peculiar, you can say, they act kind of
queer.
Yeah. And a person who makes up his mind and nothing can change that person's mind, you say that they're really
hard-headed.
And a person who can't take a joke without losing his temper, you say they're really
hot-headed.
And if they, a person who is hot-headed like that, and you tease them, they might get awful.
Angry, mad, upset.
If somebody was about to lose his temper, you might say, now just...
Simmer down.
And if you were in like a burning building or something with a lot of people in it, somebody might say, well now keep
your cool.
And how about keep calm?
Keep calm. Mm-hmm.
Like if you've been working all day, you might come and say, I worked all day and I'm
tired.
And if you were just real, real tired, you'd say, boy, I'm just all
exhausted.
And if a person was like feeling just all right and then suddenly you hear that they are sick in some way, and like if you had seen them yesterday and they were fine, and then you hear today that they're
sick. They're
dead? Just sick. And okay. I got one about dead coming up. If they're just sick, you might say, well, I guess last night they... Or I guess sometime since yesterday they must have got...
Got sick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if a person sat, like in the wintertime, sat in a draft or something, and you'd say, now you better be careful, or you're going
to catch cold.
And if a person didn't catch cold and it affected their voice, and their voice sounded like this, you'd say their voice was
hoarse.
And if they were like that, you'd say they haven't gotten a
frog in their throat. Or
mm-hmm. And when they get a frog in their throat, they have to
clear the throat, mm-hmm. clear the voice.
So. Uh-huh. And the way they do it is by
coughing?
Yes.